NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Arizona State University, we've made online education better, smarter, and more personalized so you can go further in your aspiring field.
I decided to pursue medicine once I realized that ASU did have the online program for biological sciences. You're still required to learn the same curriculum. You're still being tested on the same content that anyone would be tested on in person. The comprehensiveness of the program prepared me so well for medical school.
Explore over 300 programs at asuonline.asu.edu.
Struggled with confidence, which is why I do what I do now. And those experiences really made me want to help inspire, especially women, to feel more courageous and confident and to provide a support system for women in Whitewater so that they wouldn't have to feel alone like I did.
Hit it!
That's what I'm talking about.
Wait!
Okay, now, from the beginning.
Hit it, boys.
Welcome to the Art of Awesome. My name is Nick Troutman, and I'm a professional athlete, entrepreneur, family man, and adventure seeker. My goal is to share with you stories, knowledge, and inspiration as we continue on the journey together, searching for that secret sauce to producing awesome results in everyday life. Thanks for spending some time with me today, and let's get to it.
Well, Anna, welcome to the Art of Awesome podcast. I'm stoked to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Nick. I'm excited.
So I've known you for, I don't even know, a very long time. We have both been in the paddling community for a while. You've been around even before I was fully around. So you know this, you know the paddling community through and through. You've done your series of films and videos and teaching with Girls at Play, and now you've got Mind Body Paddle, which from my understanding, it's like your classes and your courses and stuff like that. But kind of, I want to hear about that and the transition and all that stuff, but maybe start us off a little bit of how you got into paddling, how you got into filmmaking and coaching and teaching and just kind of like building a brand within the paddle sports community.
Yeah, I started paddling because I was looking for a summer job when I was in college, you know, I think it was a sophomore in college, down actually in North Carolina. I grew up in Canada in between Ottawa and Montreal. But I was going to college in North Carolina. So when I was home for the summer, I was looking for a summer job. And I was, you know, I was thinking at the time, law school, journalism school. So that was my track. And so I was going around town, like business casual, looking for jobs. And I was getting nothing really. Like there was nothing really available, nothing that sparked my interest. And I had this random thought, hey, there's that rafting company across the river on the Rouge River. I wonder if they're hiring, because that could be kind of fun to be a raft guide. And I drove over there, and they, knowing the outdoor industry and, you know, having worked in it, especially in, this was the early to mid 90s, I'm sure they were laughing their butts off when I walked in business casual. Was like, I want a job. And they told me, like, I just was like, yeah, I want a job. Can I raft guide? You know, and they were like, oh, training's over. But we do have a job in the kitchen. And I was like, okay, that sounds fine. And they were, again, probably laughing because they're like, this person is not going to last like 2 weeks in this environment. But I did. And it was definitely you know, not the most ideal work environment. It was, I felt like there were a lot of, I mean, from my perspective, there are a lot of male RAF guides who gave me a hard time. They nicknamed me Kitchen Wench.
Wow.
They thought it was funny. And, you know, the cook patted me on the, you know, he'd pat me on the butt when I walked by. It was definitely kind of, I would say, you know, misogynistic environment at the time. And the head of the kayak school was a woman, and she was awesome. And that was not having, at the time, having strong female leaders in the outdoor industry was not as common, I think. And she offered for me to shadow her on her courses when, you know, I had my days off, and I just fell in love. I can remember, I had never been rafting before because my parents thought it was too dangerous. And so when I got this job in the kitchen, I went rafting, and I thought it was like the coolest thing. Just the power of the water, people were having fun, and then seeing folks in these little plastic things surfing waves and paddling around, I really, you know, was like, I want to do this. I want to learn this. And I also, for all of the quote unquote, maybe negative energy that I experienced, I feel like double the positive energy. And most of the folks there, I was blown away by how they prioritized joy and fun, community, and being in nature. And so I was hooked, and I begged everyone to teach me how to kayak, and eventually became a raft guide. And once I became a full-time raft guide and learned, was able to paddle more, I just was hooked. I just wanted to be a good paddler. And so that's how I got started.
That's awesome. And so did you learn to paddle then on the Rouge River?
I did.
And then from there, so the Rouge is actually some pretty big water, or at least I think so.
Well, it can be. I mean, in the middle of the summer, just like anything, it's, you know, it gets low and a little more technical. And so that seven, what we would call the rafting section of the Seven Sisters is actually above the water, the seven waterfalls. Or it's,
okay.
It includes, so it doesn't include, sorry, the Seven Sisters. The first sister is actually the Seuil Elizabeth, they call it, which is actually way up above. That's part of the rafting section.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was class three. But yeah, when I went back, I was like, man, kudos to you, Anna, for learning on this river, because it's technical. And I can remember swimming like three times in one corner, like swimming, getting myself to shore, getting myself back in, peeling out, flipping, swimming, getting myself to shore. I mean, I just had a lot of determination, and I still do. I think that's, you know, how I've developed a business in this industry, and I'm still at it 30 years later, is having that persistence and passion for it.
I love that you talk about the persistence there, because I think, you know, we see all these things about like the overnight success, right? Everybody's heard about the overnight success, but I really think of like the overnight success is just when the like 10, 20, 30 years of hard work finally meets the opportunity where like the light is like shined upon it. Do you know what I mean? And so, you know, you have to go through all of that hard work, no matter what it might be. And it really just comes down to, like what you said, persistence and just continually going after it, going after it. There's a quote that I don't even know where I heard it from, but it's one of my favorite quotes. And I remind my children of this every time. And it's, you cannot lose if you don't give up. You know what I mean? Like eventually you just like, even if eventually you'll win, because you won't lose. Like at some point, you will eventually have just tired out all the opportunity of loss. And like even Edison with the idea of like, you know, creating the light bulb, like 10,000 tries of failure, you know, quote unquote failure to get to the, you know, figuring out the light bulb. It's like that with everything. Like eventually it will all click and it'll all come together and it'll work. So just, I like how you talk about, you know, just sticking with it and making it through that and kind of using that as your foundation towards building the brand. So going back to your story though, you know, you're learning to kayak on the Rouge. You've now figured out the kayak. You're still maybe swimming and stuff like that. How do you go from there to thinking, I want to build like a personal brand around this? Because you had a kind of a personal brand within the paddle sports community or the outdoor industry, paddle sports industry, kind of before I remember ever really hearing about personal branding. Like nowadays with social media and this kind of stuff, like the term personal brand is fairly common. But thinking back upon it, like you had a personal brand before I remember anybody really having a personal brand. And so kind of how did you go from like learning to kayak to creating that and even figuring out like, hey, I think this is possible and I'm just going to build, you know, my dream life and business around it.
Yeah, so different iterations. And that's the thing about persistence as well, is it doesn't have to look the same. You keep showing up and then things can shift and you can keep following your passion through those shifts. And so I wanted to be good at kayaking and I raft guided around the world so I could keep kayaking. And eventually I met someone who said, you know, you're really good enough to compete. And I said, really? And he said, yeah, I think you should try out for the Canadian freestyle team. And that was all I needed. You know, never underestimate when you say something acknowledging to someone of how it can really change their life. And I tried out for the Canadian freestyle team. I made it and I started competing. And I never loved competition. I loved everything around it. And I did do well. I had some success. You know, I was a bronze medalist at the 2001 World Freestyle Championships. I had several top five finishes on the freestyle competition circuit and was a five-time member of the Canadian freestyle team. And then in extreme racing as well, I had some top finishes. So after I actually medaled at the World Freestyle Championships, I actually had the thought of what can I do now with my competitive career? I'm known as a competitor. So I had built a name as a competitor at the time. And this was before social media. Sometimes I'm like, I wish there was social media back then, because I would have had, you know, when I was a pure athlete competing, there were the folks who had the professional photographer, family member, boyfriend, girlfriend, friends, they had an advantage, you know, because they were constantly getting content. And back then it was magazines. So anyways, little off topic, but now I feel like it's much more democratic with GoPros and I can make my own content. So when I had that thought of, well, what do I want to do now? And I would be with female colleagues and we'd be doing video review for freestyle. And I'd notice that as women, we'd all kind of struggle with the same body position or the same things, whether it was like not being able to get back over our boat. And so that was interesting to me, just an interesting data point. And then also I was paddling really hard whitewater at the time, like class five. And I would be with, you know, I'd be one woman with a bunch of guys or one or two women. And when I would have conversations with women who were paddling really hard stuff, they would always have stories like, oh, I was so frustrated. I cried, but I didn't want the guys to see me cry. So I had to, you know, hide. And once I was done, I would come back out and they never knew and it was fine. Or stories about feeling like they had to keep up or that, you know, they were always on edge about being judged. And then being, if they were judged unworthy of the whatever the guys thought was important, then they wouldn't be able to paddle with them anymore. So there was always this fear of like being ostracized. And I had experiences in class five where I remember one time this guy told me, you need to be, if you're walking a rapid, you need to be at the bottom of the rapid before we're done running it, because we don't want to have to wait for you, right? So you've got to be on it and you've got to watch what we're doing and do what we do. I mean, it was not supportive. So I'm already stressed, and I wouldn't say I've always struggled with confidence, which is why I do what I do now. And those experiences really made me want to help inspire, especially women, to feel more courageous and confident and to provide a support system for women in Whitewater so that they wouldn't have to feel alone like I did. And I will say I had advocates and I'm very grateful for them, but I wouldn't say, you know, what started out is really joyful and like, I want to do this more and more. And then when I got to the highest level, it was like, wow, this is a, if you meet this criteria, you're accepted. And if not, then you're out. And that was a stressful environment. So that's where my first video came from. It actually came from a desire to put out what was to me at the time, the female experience in whitewater kayaking. And I say that, and I've been criticized by other women in the industry throughout that, oh, this is not representative of all women. And I actually agree with that. At the time, the only people who were talking to me about feeling uncomfortable or not as confident or having these experiences were women. So to me, it was a gender thing. You know, now after 30 years and I've coached both men and women, you know, it's a human thing for sure. At the time, though, in a male-dominated sport, the men definitely have been the gatekeepers traditionally in this sport. And so that's how it occurred for me at the time. So that's why. So I, you know, to build the personal brand, I reached out, luckily, because of my contacts and who I was paddling with. You know, Ken Whiting had a publishing company and he was making videos. And I went to him and I said, I really want to do a video for women. What do you think? And he's like, sure. Why don't you talk to Chris Emmerich? You know, one of the premier videographers and editors at the time. And again, I was up on the Ottawa. He's a friend. And I remember talking to him about it. And he's like, yeah, that sounds good. I'd like to do that. And I was just so surprised, like elated, like, wow, that was a lot easier than I thought. And so in terms of building a personal brand, it really takes bold action of making bold requests, and it's vulnerable and scary, but asking the people, you know, or maybe you don't know, building relationships, and, you know, they said yes. And so and then, of course, the women in the industry who I knew at the time, the pro kayakers, they were really, not everyone was excited. I've always had criticism, you know, my whole journey, and that's okay. Because, you know, critics can help you think more critically. And also what I would always tell my critics is, as long as people are coming to me and I'm making a difference for those people and it's resonating, I will keep doing what I'm doing. If you don't agree with it, that's okay. It doesn't resonate with you. That's okay. It's not going to resonate, but I'm not going to stop or change when I'm making such a difference for these people over here because you don't think it's a valid way. It's like, go create your own program.
I love that. I love that whole mentality, to be completely honest. One, because not everybody is going to agree with what you have to say. You know what I mean? And it, like the thing that I like to think about, to be completely honest, it's an interesting, you know, mindset, but not everybody, it's a religious context and not everybody believes in religion and so forth. But I'm like, in my mind, I remind myself of like, Jesus tried to preach goodness and peace and they nailed him on a cross for it. So like whatever you have to do, there will always be haters and there will always be people that don't agree with what you have to say. Like it's physically impossible for you to do anything in life and everyone love it and everyone agree with you. It's never going to happen.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Hey, go-getters. Let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime. With 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients, Noom should be your go-to hydration choice. Because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on NoomLife.com and get ready for endless fun, because anything can happen after noon.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
So first, like, I applaud you for kind of recognizing that and getting over that, like, you know, whatever the haters have to say. But two, I love that you took bold action. You went and you're just like, okay, I'm going to create a video and I'm going to do all these things. I'm going to go to Ken. I'm going to make a plan and find a videographer and so forth. And it just happens. And then, like, for me, when I've done those kinds of things, when I've taken bold action, I've created a plan and just gone with it. Usually it doesn't always happen like immediately, but at some point I will look back and I'm like, holy cow, I did it. I can't believe it worked. And I find so often that everything is so intertwined, in the sense that, like, what you did with your kayak career and creating this personal brand, like, it's so relatable to everything in life. It really comes down to having an idea, taking bold action, and being persistent. Just keep going. Don't give up. No matter what it is, whether it be, you know, relationship, whether it be parenting, whether it be finance, whether it be athletics, whether it be health and fitness, it doesn't matter. Put in whatever you want, but you take that blueprint. You take the blueprint of, like, take an idea, create a strategy, be persistent, and take bold action. Man, I think success is bound to happen.
Yeah. And I think with, you know, I didn't have a strategy at first. I'm going to put out this video because I'm passionate about it. And it is vulnerable. I can remember premiering that video. It was called Girls at Play. This is in 2004 at the Whitewater Symposium. At the time, it was a gathering of, you know, the top Whitewater professionals, both from competition, instruction, leadership. And I was sweating the whole time it was premiering. My heart was racing. I was so scared. Like, oh my gosh, what have I done? You know? And at the end, I got a standing ovation.
That's awesome.
Everyone in the room. And that's when I knew. And I remember that feeling of, like, oh my gosh, what just happened? Like, I just, like you said, I just did that. I am inspiring something very powerful in people, for them to, like, stand up, and because they could have just sat there and clapped and been like, okay, great, you know, nice film, Anna, you know. But and it took a lot of vulnerability to, and because at the time it was groundbreaking. Like, I had a whole section on, like, it's okay to cry on the river, it's just water coming out of your eyes, don't make such a big deal about it. Like, people, you would have thought I had said something super obviously very controversial, you know, because no one talked about I'll say the vulnerable side of the mental side of kayaking. And that's what I struggled with most. And it affected, you know, the physical skills when I was on the river. So to me, that mindset and putting out like you, it's okay to be scared kayaking. There's nerves. You're human. Like if you have emotion, it's because you're human, not because you're some crappy kayaker that shouldn't be out there. And I think that was really important. So what I'm saying is the strategy, yes, I am much better at strategy now, 30 years in, and with my personal brand and my business and my marketing and emails and not to be, you know, having a strategy, because if no one knows what you do, then no one can benefit. You know, that's the way I view marketing, is you've got to tell folks what you're up to, because otherwise they don't know. And then if you really want to be of service to people, they've got to know what you're up to.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, it was very much, I'm passionate about this. This is making a difference. And then when I went on film tour, you know, I had sponsors, which I'm very grateful for. They helped me do a tour that was an instructional tour to promote the video. And 40 to 50 women were showing up at every stop. And that's big at the time. Again, 2004, 2005, women in whitewater. It's a niche within a niche. And so that's when I knew, again, following the facts and the evidence. The evidence is that people are showing up and this is making a difference. That was my strategy. So keep doing that and you're having fun.
Yep.
So win, win, win. So it was like, okay, at first I wanted to be an athlete. I wanted to be good. That was my passion. Then when I realized that I could really be of service and inspire people and make it better for women, that was what I followed. And then yoga has always been a big part of my own self-care. I mean, I'm a yoga teacher. I'm an Ayurvedic health coach. So that health, wellness, routine is diet and lifestyle has been really effective in my own life, in me being able to do what I do. And so spreading that is important. And I think that for me, mental agility, when I talk about mental agility, the ability to move quickly and easily from feeling disempowered to feeling empowered, we can't only talk about the mind. Yes, breathing is a good strategy, but how are you sleeping? What is your morning routine like? How are you nourishing yourself? You know, are you able to set boundaries with people so that you're actually focusing on what's important to you and not important to like everyone else around you? You know, these are all things that self-awareness, right? In order to be confident, it's a package deal. You can't only focus on your mind, because the mind and body are connected. And that's where mind-body paddle comes from. So that's where I transitioned out of girls at play. I'm still passionate about empowering women. I'm passionate about empowering people, and really I'm passionate about inspiring folks with greater courage and confidence in a holistic manner. You know, how every choice that we make has an outcome. And it's not, you know, and then if you don't like the outcome, you get to choose again. So yay, you know, it's a powerful cycle.
That's awesome. I love the, I love that you're learning the whole way too. You're like, you're learning and growing and evolving. Like, it's like there was Anna 1.0 and then Anna 2.0 and then Anna 3.0. And I find that, again, just like how this all relates to everything in life, that we just go through these stages where we evolve as people. And just like how we were the same human as we were when we were a child, but we're a different person at the same time. Do you know what I mean? The things that entertain you, the things that excite you, all of that changes over time and it evolves. And I'm sure there are, you know, things within you, whether it be hobbies, whether it be foods or favorite foods that you like to eat, all that might have something that still had a foundation when you were a child. But it might also be totally different too. And not that there's one way that's right or wrong. It's just an evolution. And so I like that you have just continued to evolve as a person, but also evolve your personal brand as well. And so you've gone from like, you know, the learning to kayak, the pro kayaker, competitor, into the teacher. And now you're like expanding beyond just girls that play. Cause I'm also guessing that that changing it to mind, body, paddle also brings in a wider audience, being that you've got yoga and you're not just necessarily focusing on women. Whereas like girls at play is just within the title itself is fairly, you know, focused on women. And so being able to branch out into a broader audience, I love the evolution of watching this almost on a timeline. And it brings me to an exciting topic that I want to kind of tap into as well is, your podcast that you're starting, because you're now evolving into this podcast world and realm as well. So kind of tell me a little bit about the podcast, where the idea came from, and what it's going to be about.
Yeah, great. So I've been wanting to do a podcast for a couple of years now, and I have been, I don't know if it's not procrastinating, you know, again, as you're learning and growing in life, you have ideas and then it's not quite the right time. I do believe in bold action. So, you know, this year I said, I've been saying I'm going to do a podcast. It's time now. Mm-hmm. And when I think back to my original video, Girls at Play, I was passionate because I wanted to put out the female experience in whitewater kayaking. At the time, that's how I was seeing it. I felt very inspired to do that. And now I feel that same excitement about this podcast. And it wasn't the right time because I couldn't figure out what exactly I wanted to talk about. So the podcast is called The Discomfort Zone. And I am excited to share conversations with a variety of people who to me are very interesting and have accomplished some awesome things. Most importantly, they have accomplished following their passion and accomplishing something that's very important to them, whether that's swimming the English Channel, whether that is starting a business or being a, you know, pro kayaker, or, you know, coming back to the green race after 20 years of not racing, or whatever it is, something to me that's extraordinary. Mm-hmm. And they, all of those people had to walk into and through their discomfort zone to get there. We all, you know, our joy, our accomplishments all live on the other side of that fear, on the other side of our discomfort zone. And so I think that actually it circles back to the beginning of this podcast where you were saying, you know, sometimes we see the final product of someone who's successful or something that's successful, and we think, oh, that must have been so easy for them. And we don't see everything that it's taken for them to get there.
Yep.
And what it's taken for sure is that they have walked through their discomfort zone. They've lived there. They've gone through it. Maybe they've taken a step back. And I want to empower people. And to me, by hearing other people's stories and what other people have accomplished and how they've done it and how they've faced fear and come out the other side is really inspiring. So that's what the podcast is about. And I'm really excited about it.
I love that. I love the idea behind the discomfort zone, because to me, that's where all the growth lies. That's like, you never grow as a person within the comfort zone. And anytime that you want to grow, you have to push past it. If you want to get stronger, you got to lift heavier weights. If you want to become faster, you got to start running faster. Like, and whether it be, again, at a physiological level, whether it be at a mental level, because the same thing with fear, you got to, like, to me, I regularly refer to it as like the demons of the mind, meaning like the doubt that creeps in and starts saying, oh, you can't do that. What makes you think you're capable? All these, like, these little doubts that kind of creep in. You got to push through all that discomfort, to make that growth, just like what you're talking about. I had the same thing when I wanted to start a podcast. I was like, okay, I'm going to start a podcast. I had the idea. And then I'm like, oh, I can't start it till I think of the name. And like, I'm coming up with reasons of like why I'm going to push it off. Oh, well, I can't start it until I've got a professional podcasting setup. And then I can't, and the way that I overcame all these doubts and like my own personal roadblocks was I would just like baby step one step at a time. Like, okay, I can overcome this. I might not be able to do a podcast yet, but I can go on the internet and I can look up, what does Tim Ferriss use for a podcasting setup? Do you know what I mean? And then I can, the next day I can go and I can purchase some of the podcasting equipment and then it arrives in the mail and I can set it up. And then like, and you just like, you take one step after another, after another, after another. And then eventually you look back after many years and you're like, oh, well, I did that. I can't believe I did that. And it really, it starts with the idea. It starts with that taking the bold action, but it's also like when we were talking about persistence, it's that continuation, that just one step in front of the other, in front of the other, in front of the other. And you can't always see, like another thing that I heard one time that just resonates with me is like when you're driving in the fog, you can't always see where you're going, but if you just keep going, you can always see the next 10 feet in front of you. You know what I mean? And so if you just keep going, eventually you'll figure it out. Like I'm sure when you were learning to kayak or when you were competing or whatever, you didn't think about the fact that you were going to have this personal brand and you're going to be doing all this stuff in a podcast. It's like, no, that's too far away. Right. But what I can think of is the next step. And then that'll take me to the next step and to the next step.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like running the river, right? Just peel out of the eddy, look to the next eddy, get into yes. that next eddy.
Yeah.
Take a moment, you know, or hard moves in easy water. That's why mm-hmm. I love actually, you know, I've tried to do more stand-up paddling and I do want to expand because I, you know, even beyond whitewater, but I keep coming back. I keep getting sucked into whitewater because the analogies for life are so good.
So right? good.
Just, yeah, get to that next eddy. I coach my clients all the time on that. Hard moves in easy water. Like one mm-hmm. step at a time. I also believe in flooding too, though, because like I'm the type of person, it's like, you just got to do it, right?
Yeah.
So the other reason I had this thought for a podcast is when I think about, so I've been in the industry for 30 years now, and I have met some incredible people. I already have a list of 100 people I want to interview. You know
That's
what
amazing.
I mean? And I'm like, and I'm excited to have those conversations. And then, yeah, it was like, okay, first thing I did was actually send the email out to invite 15 people. And then when they started getting back to me, I was like, okay, so I better get all this set up. I better schedule it on my calendar, set it all up, because now I'm accountable to guests who I highly respect and I want to do a good job for them. And, you know, the other thing about hard moves and easy water, I'm so grateful to my husband, Andrew, because he really pushed me. Let's do your first podcast recording with me. Let's do it together. You can interview me. And it was so good because, you know, he's a good person to do that with, right? So again, a low consequence environment, mm-hmm. test it out. And then you have some experience. It's like I saw one time someone was saying, you know, if you're going to give a speech, give it to the dog first. And then, you know, like, and then maybe to a friend, and then you grow your, essentially that's part of it, right? You start first, sometimes you just step into your discomfort zone just a little bit, mm-hmm. it's like more of a comfort / discomfort zone. And then other times you've got to just jump right into that discomfort zone. And
part of it too, like I think of like cold water. Cold water is totally like, it's like the, quintessential like discomfort zone. You know what I mean? Nobody loves like being in an ice bath. And if they do, they've been doing it for a long time, essentially is what it comes down to. Nobody loves it their very first time. And so, but you get used to it. And maybe that first time you're only in for 5 seconds or 10 seconds or whatever it might be. And then the next time you're in a little bit longer and a little bit longer. And after a while, you're like, okay, I can go and I can take a 5-minute ice bath, or I can take a 15-minute ice bath or whatever it might be. But it's just that, again, baby step along the way and continual addition and adding a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And just like on the river, I mean, that's how you get to become that class 5 paddler, is first asking, hey, can someone teach me how to kayak? And then learning the role and then running your first class one and class two and class three and then and so forth. Yeah. So, I find it so interesting because just like you, I find everything so relatable to the river and to whitewater. I've been talking about writing a book about that, about like whitewater analogies essentially. And again, all these doubts creep in and I'm like, I keep putting it off, but maybe that'll be my 2024, New Year's resolution is to finally finish that book. But anyway, I could talk with you, Anna, about this kind of stuff for hours because I find it so interesting and I think we're on very similar wavelengths as it comes to growth and I love your story of getting into paddling. I love your story of personal branding and how it's so relatable to not just, you know, paddlers and whitewater, but just everything in life, how it all relates. But I'm going to move us on to the second part of the show that I call the fire round. And I'm going to fire off a couple quick questions that I get to ask all of our guests. Anna, do you have a favorite quote or a current quote that you live by?
I do. I have several up on my whiteboard. I know this is supposed to be a fire round, but okay, it's a Beyonce lyrics.
Yeah.
Okay. You know you that bitch when you cause all this conversation. Always stay gracious. Best revenge is your paper.
I love that. Do you know what song that is?
Yeah, it's from Formation.
Formation. Awesome. I love that. Beyonce. That's another individual that has amazing. Just amazing individual and created such an incredible personal brand. You know, you've made it when you only need a first name, like Beyonce or Oprah or like, you, I don't even need two names. You just know me by one. It's all you need. Yeah. Anna, do you have a favorite quote do you have a recent book that you may have been reading?
Yes. Hidden Potential by Adam Grant.
Oh my gosh. I just got that. I haven't read it yet.
It's amazing. I love Adam Grant.
Okay.
And actually a line in that book was the inspiration for naming my podcast, The Discomfort Zone. And also for choosing that as the topic, because he affirms that in order to learn anything, like the science shows that in order to learn anything, you've got to get into your discomfort zone. You've got to get uncomfortable. And I don't know, it really just lit me up. It was the right time. So I'm grateful. And that book for anyone who's an educator, because I'm an instructor, trainer, educator, you know, for the American Canoe Association, and I do a lot of training and leadership stuff. And so that book is incredible.
Oh, I can't wait to read it now. It was given to me as a present over Thanksgiving. And so it's been sitting at my, on my bedside table and now I'm going to have to pick it up. I was just finishing in another book. So maybe that'll be the next one that I'm going to read then. I'm excited. If you could go back in time and give a younger version of you any piece of advice, and it doesn't have to be you, this could be, you know, this could be a piece of advice for any of our younger audience or maybe any individual that wants to create a personal brand, that wants to become a professional paddler, that wants to teach or start a podcast. What might that advice be?
Trust yourself.
I love that. I think that sometimes is too often, like we all have like gut instincts. You know what I mean? There's some times where we just know things. And I feel like, especially the gut instinct, like there's just not, now there's actually becoming more and more science around it and where that's coming from. And they actually call the gut essentially like the second brain. But before it was almost this like pseudoscience of like, oh, you, if it's not coming from your brain, if you can't have the facts to back it up, then it's not worth, you know, listening to that information. But too often I find trusting your gut, especially on the river, trust your gut, because it's the times when I didn't trust my gut, that those were the times, you know, when things hit the fan and accidents happen. So I highly encourage people to trust their gut and just, yeah, trust yourself. I love that. And one of my favorite questions that I get to ask people is, if today was your last day on earth and everything that you've done, all your videos, all your courses, all your classes that you've taught, everything was to go away with you, and all that you were left with was a piece of paper and a pen, and you could write down three truths, three things that you believe to be true, what might those three truths be? This could be something that you leave for your husband, Andrew, for future generations, for anybody that, you know, that you've helped along the way, or just anyone in the future. What would those three truths that you would want to leave behind be?
Your one would be, your journey through life does not have to look like anyone else's.
Mm.
Like, everyone is unique, and you can make it, you know, if someone says you have to do it this way, or it should be done this way, or it's always been done this way, like, red flag, you know, that your journey can look unique. Another truth. Wow. This is a big question. What's coming to mind is, rest is just as important as activity. So rest is just as important as the doing. And without the rest, without resting, taking time to rejuvenate, actions are not as effective as they could be.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Hey, go-getters. Let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime. With 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients, Noom should be your go-to hydration choice. Because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on NoomLife.com and get ready for endless fun, because anything can happen after noon.
And I don't know, what is the third? You can co-create your life. There's things that we don't have control over, for sure. We can't control what happens to us, but we can control how we respond. And you can create your life with intention, bold action, choice, you know, being willing to take a different path, right? There's always choice. You always have choice, even when it doesn't seem like you have choice, because you always have a choice on how to respond to what's happening, even if you can't control what just happened or what's happening.
I absolutely love that. Anna, I have gained so much value out of this conversation and all the conversations that I get to have on this show. And something that I try to do, because I gain so much value out of these conversations, is I try to give back any sort of value that I could possibly do. So is there anything that you're focusing on right now that I might be able to help you out with, or possibly even my listeners?
Tune into my new podcast. You're going to be a guest on my new podcast, which
I'm excited. I'm excited.
Yeah. This, at the time of recording this podcast, it's all still coming together, and it's the discomfort zone. I'm really excited about it. So hopefully by the time this is published, you'll be able to tune in at thediscomfortzonepodcast.com. You can find me at annalevesque.com. And Anna C. Levesque on Instagram, Anna Levesque on Facebook, Mind Body Paddle on Facebook, Anna Levesque on YouTube. So, and Levesque is L-E-V-E-S-Q-U-E. Good French-Canadian.
I love the French. I never really thought about the spelling of Levesque, but it does make total sense that it's French-Canadian. So anyway, everyone, please go give Anna a follow on her new podcast. I'm very excited about it, The Discomfort Zone. Check her out on all the social media platforms. She is just sharing some amazing wisdom from 30 years within the industry. And if you guys haven't already, go find her on a river and go paddle, because it's always a blast to go paddle with you, Anna. My final question of the day for you is, what is your definition of awesome?
I mean, I just got a big smile. Like, my definition of awesome is like that feeling of joy, mm-hmm. like bubbling up, big smiles all around, whatever, and sharing it. You know, to me, it would be doing something super fun and exhilarating outside, whether that's kayaking, skiing, stand up paddleboard, surfing, mountain biking, sharing it with someone, and, big smiles.
I love that. That is truly awesome. And I love sharing it too and getting those smiles. Thank you so very much, Anna, for joining us here today. I hope my listeners got as much value out of it as I certainly did. If you guys did gain value, please, as always, I ask you if you could share this out with someone that you think might need to hear this story, might need to learn from Anna's wisdom within the industry, how to build a personal brand, and her new podcast, The Discomfort Zone. Please share that out. And as always, if you haven't done so already, please leave us a rating and review wherever it is that you guys listen to your podcast, as it helps us greatly just build that collective and community as a whole. I am Nick Troutman, signing off with Anna Levesque, wishing you all a truly awesome day. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Hey, go-getters. Let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime. With 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients, Noom should be your go-to hydration choice. Because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on NoomLife.com and get ready for endless fun, because anything can happen after noon.
Give your bathroom a fresh look with help from Menards. Elger offers high-quality plumbing fixtures that you can count on. From spa-quality bathtubs to toilets and more, American Standard has it all. Like the Diplomat Brown Toilet, featuring an ever-clean antimicrobial finish that prevents mold, mildew, and stains. Find American Standard toilets at Menards. Number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers, according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Save big money at Menards.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.